Kriyashma is one of the few mitzvahs daraita that we are zeichet to do on a daily basis. And as Revolver points out, Bechlal, how many mitzvahs daraitas are we knowing on a weekly basis? If it's not Pesach or Sukkot, you're shuffling the lulav or something, then how many mitzvahs daraisas do we have? It's about 10 mitzvahs daraisas that we're zeichet to do. Shema, Tfila maybe, Birchas Satera, Tzitzis, Tfilin, standing up for older men if he's back from America, and he's back. And Birchas Hamazon. Few mitzvahs that we have of the Raisa. Here we have a mitzvah, Zchus, basically at the time. We have the Yecholis to Mekayim the mitzvah twice daily, and it's mitzvah the Raisa. That's the first thing to say. First of all, just be makir that we're about to be Mekayim the mitzvah the Raisa. Now, the purpose of the mitzvah, like the Chinuch speaks out, is to be makabel omach shemayim, like it says in the Mishnah in Brachot. That Lama Kadma Shema, Levahim Shema, to be Kabbalah of Omar Shema, and to make Kabbalah on this. So it's the Indian of Shema is Kabbalah of Omar Shema. Which means to be Makir that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Yochid, and he is the Bore, and he's Mashgiach, and he's in charge of everything, and we're totally subservient to him, and we're totally his Avadim, and whatever he says, that's what we do. And there's nothing else bad to him in the world aside from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now, this he says we are mitzvah to be mekayim this mitzvah twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. In the morning, so that to put your day into focus, he says. And you should know that, listen here, the Olam ve'etzem outside of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sheker. Everything has to somehow fit into the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And since a person is gashmi, he says, person's nimshach achar gashmiyus, and therefore we say Shema to be kerveya and to remind ourselves daily, twice daily, that the ikur in the velt is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything else, everything best has to revolve around the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Memela, he says the kavan is makiv, even if in other mitzvahs kavan is not makiv. By Shema kavan is makiv because the whole inyan of the mitzvah is the kavan. Is to be makir. The Indian is not just shaking a lulav. The Indian is being makir that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech, and that he's Mashgiach, and that we are his Avadim. I mean, if you didn't, well, no, there's always the mitzvah of Kavanah to be Mekayim the mitzvah. I'm now being Mekayim the mitzvah daraisa, and you shock a lulav. And then there's also the actual mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is the Kavanah. It's not just the saying it. The saying it has to be for a reason. When the mitzvah is to say something, so it's to say it, at least here in Shema, is the Kavanah to understand. The mitzvah is the Kabbalah. If you don't have the Kabbalah, because you don't know what you're saying, then that's not the mitzvah. So it goes so wide, really, that there's a famous Rebbe Akiva Eiger that holds that Lahalacha, this is how many people are Naig, I think that is the Minhag Olam, that you could say Kriyat Shema tonight. Let's say you daven at a later minyan, and they're only going to be maspik the Kriyat Shema of the Goyim, and you want to be Mekayim the Kriyat Shema of the Magen Avraham. So the Iker is he's supposed to say Kriyat Shema with the Brachis. However, you might not be Yetzir, according to the Magen Avraham, you're not Yetzir then. So you want to chaparai and say Shema beforehand, and say with the Brachis, afterwards with the Tzibur later on. So, says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, you can make it tonight. If the halacha is like the grain, I don't want to be Yetzir now. I want to be Yetzir later on. And if the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, I want to be Yetzir now. Maybe it's only good for Shabbos during the week. Is a Kriyat Shema without tefillin is like I made the sheker. I think Rosh Hashanah says that if you're planning on putting on tefillin afterwards, then machnas leis. It's not a makir. Or if you put on your tefillin and say Shema, whatever it is, the tzir. Says the Oini Yantif, Shal Tzuris Oini Yantif. He says it's not shaykh to make a tenai for Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim. Either you were makabel Somach Hashemayim or you were makabel Somach Hashemayim. If you said the Shema and you were machaven karoi, then you did the act of Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim. You were makayim the mitzvah. I mean, it's not shaykh to be makayim this mitzvah al tenai. Malacha, maybe we don't go like that, but that brings out the musik of what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is the Kabbalah. Kokama, that you didn't do the Kabbalah, then you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah back. Not only that, the Rajba's mistafik, in his Chidushim on Dafi Gimel, when you get to the in Brachis, that a person, when it says that a kavanah is makif, he says that a person, it's not the kavanah is not the kavanah that we have by all mitzvahs, that we have to have also. To be mechayav and to mekayem the mitzvah. There's also kavanah of the inyan of what you're saying. And he says, not only that, a person shouldn't be poinel levavoy be'emta. A person shouldn't think about something else in the middle, even if he's going to go back by the time he gets to the next word, Shema Yisrael, and he's mechayav. Then in the middle he thinks about, what's for breakfast today? And then he gets back, he catches himself, Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad. Says even that is Ma'akev Kenzayin in the Kavanah. Because you're thinking about something else in the middle. Now, the Pashas he's talking about, that you have Kavanah to think about something else. If it comes, a Machshav into your mind, that's not what you're trying to do. Then it's not Ma'akev. La'alocha, do we pass like this? It's not so Pashas, not. Mishra Brura and Bi'alocha in Hilchot Shmini Esrei, he brings down, he says, HaMespa'al Tosh Echav Mechol HaBrachot. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And he brings down the Berlacha says, "Mashmir Loshan Arash by moving Beis of Leil B'Simin Samach Gimel, which is by Kriyas Shema. V'yesh Lizor ba'Avos, not only Shema and Avos, Shleiyev Liboy Poyne be'Emsa Abrachol Isvar Machirim, Vafilu im Be'Eish Shoyim Aracharke Chateve Shel Abracha Yachz Bichavin. Don't think about something in the middle, even if afterwards you're going to go back and the hefsek that you had wasn't in the middle. It's not like during Shema Yisrael you think about something else. No, Shema Yisrael, I thought about the right thing, or in the first bracha Shmei Nesei. You stopped in the middle thinking about something else, and went back. He says, "Kain mashma l'cher shami pashas l'sherni after yesh lit chesas v'yesh la'ain l'inim diyevin." I'll go pardon the chilo yesh l'zor b'zamoy. The Yevon, you're not going to be used if it happened, I don't know, basically. But the whole Pasuk HaTchilo, to try at least to have the whole first Pasuk to be Mechavin, without thinking about other things, even if it's not at the time that you're saying the words, well, the whole Pasuk, you're thinking about something else in the middle, which is, L'Chatchilo, certainly one should be Nizar. Now, just the title of the first Pasuk, beforehand, if you're saying B'yichidus, you say Kael Melech Ne'eman, which the Gemara in Shabbos says, what's Amen? Amen is Rosh HaTevis for Kael Melech Ne'eman, which really is, unfortunately, in Atzvila, he speaks out, he says, Kael Melech Ne'eman is really the three Iker Yisoydis, Ikrei HaAmuno. Kael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Metzias Hashem, that he is a Kael, there is a Bari, Melech, he's a king, which is, he's Mashgiach. Like a king is Mashgiach, he's in charge of everybody. And Neman, he's Neman L'Shalim Tzar, that he's Tzar Vainish. So really every Omein includes all the three Ikrei HaEmuno, the Ikrei HaDas, and that's Kael Melech Neman. Then you get the Shema, so there's the famous Rashba. Rashba in his Tshuva, Chelek Hei Nun Hei, he says, the Shaila was, please tell us what to be Mechavin during Shema. So he's Marich there, just to be Masber, the Indian of Shema, Kedai to see if you have a Rashin. It's not that long, it's 10 minutes, worthwhile to see it at least once during your life. So he says, the Pashup Shad and Shema, he says, Shema is parallel, the word Shema is parallel, three things. Shema is a lashon of hearing, Shmia. It's a lashon of Havana, understanding, Shmia Salev. And it's also a lashon of Kabbalah. Kol Asher, Temer Alech Asara, Shema B'Kurlo, it's to be Makabalah. So Shema Yisrael is really Klal Yisrael, is hear, understand, verstehe it, and be mekabel it. It's not just enough. Yisbar v'yisames, like the Mesil Shemor says. It's two different things. Yisbar v'yisames. It should be borrowed to you, and it has to be that it's emes. It's also, it's not that you daher it, you really understand it to be true, and that you're willing to live by it. So you have to, first of all, hear it, understand it. I once asked Rav Olba about Shmuzin. When a person has the service after a shmuz, so I was talking to him about it. He says, "Oh, this is Kain Zachma." He says, "That's nothing." He says, "If you didn't, a person gets this error from a shmuz. If you didn't really inculcate it, if you didn't digest the shmuz, then it's gonna, after 15 minutes, it's gonna be gone, or after a day, or after 2 days, whatever it is. But it's not, he's never gonna really have a kinyan. You have to chazer it over, go through it yourself. If you have, make a kinyan in yourself and see the Shakla Vataria, where did he come from? In his yeshiva, he used to have chazar sashmuz. He'd have time afterwards. Chazar sashir, chazar sashmuz. But one guy came, a very smart bacher came, and he says, I don't understand. He didn't understand the shmuz the first time. Get to the convince him to chazar. So, now if they need to be chazar. Anyhow, to really dahear something, you have to, it's not just enough to hear it. You have to understand it. And once you understand it, then you can be makabal and live your life like that. Now, the Mepharshim asks, why do we say Shema Yisrael at the beginning? Which is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the Iker, right? What's Shema Yisrael? Maybe Bederach Halotza, just because that's what the Sol Salanta says. The Sol Salanta says that a person has to remember when he says Shema that he's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the entire Welt. He's on the Dalet Ruchais and the Shemayim, the Sheva Rekiyim and the Aretz. He says he can be Mamlechim on everybody in the entire world. Sometimes he forgets though to be Mamlechim on himself. He's Mamlechim on everything else, it's not on himself. Shema Yisrael, sometimes you're talking to the Yisrael instead of yourself. You have to realize that Yisrael is everybody in Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, every single person in Yisrael. The Pashup Shad is that it was the Banim of Yaakov when you're talking to their father. That's the first time that it was said. Moshe Rabbeinu said it to Klal Yisrael also later on in Dvarim, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, be makabel, understand, hear, understand, be makabel, Hashem, which is, we paskin halacha l'maisa, that when a person says Shem Hashem, he has to be makavin what it means. Now, Shem Hashem, we don't read it Yudkei Vavkei, we read it Adon Hakol, Adnu. And therefore, be'etzem, you should have be mechavin for both of them. The mechaber passes in Simen Hay that a person is supposed to be mechavin for both of them, both the kriya and the ksiva, which means Adon Hakol, which is the way that we say it, and Hoya Hoyveviyah, which is the way that we read it. La'alach la'mayaseh Tzitzis Shabur says goes like the Gain, and mi'ikar adin. It's only during the first pasuk of Kriya Shema that you have to be mechavin that. However, every other time you just have to be mechavin Adon Hakol. Well, the whole pasuk during the first pasuk of Kriya Shema Adon Hakol Hoya Hoyveviyah. I saw once that that's really the Shem Hashem is Yudkei Vavkei is Hoive, that he's present, and Yud is Al Shema Aslam, that the Hoive is continuous by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's always the present is always going to continue. There's no past, present, and future by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Everything is in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's always the present always continues. That means from the beginning of time, the present continues. There's never a time that there's no he was, he will be, and he is now, which means because really he is now, and that's never going to change. Elokeinu is the, as the Mechaber says Elokim, is that he's the Takus Ubalakirchis by Yechelis Kulam, and Mashkiach Leinu Vashkacha Prasit. Chodesh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on Klai Yisrael Vashkacha Prasit, and he could do everything. He sees us, he knows exactly what we're doing and thinking, and he can do whatever he wants. Hashem Echad is Adon Hakol Hayaviyah. Echad, he's one, which means that there's no. Besides that, obviously, there's no Shutif, but there's no other Kayach in the Welt aside from the Rebbeinu Shelam. There is nothing. He's supposed to be Mechavin. The Echad, that he's one, and Ches is the, like the Gemara says, Basma Halacha, and the Sheverakim, and the Aret, and the Dalet Ruchais, the Dalet. When exactly to be Mechavin it is a little bit difficult. Exactly, practically, how a person is supposed to be mechavin at the time. You're not supposed to be American the ches too much, but you're supposed to be mechavin in the zalim. A place to talk about when to, some people say after you finish, really, you should be as you're finishing. But the nekuda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, that there's nothing else in the Welt. This is one of the psukim of Malchus. Why is it one of the psukim of Malchus? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is that there is nothing else in the Welt. Everything that we see in the world, the whole Matthias, is really from the Rebbeinu Shelem. I think the Malvim says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Rachamim, Elokeinu is Din. Everything, even the things that are Din, even the things that are Rachamim, they seem like to be a stereo. It's all comes from Hashem Echad. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shelem. Everything comes from Rashi says, the Pashup Shad is that Hashem, who's Elokeinu now, lost in love, is going to be Hashem Echad on the entire world. Right now, not everybody's makir, but Lost Lovey, everybody's going to be makir, and certainly it's mutal on us as we're makabal on Hashemayim to be makir that the Rebbeinu Shelam is the only kayach, and anything that happens in the world, and anything that happens to us, and we are totally is from the Rebbeinu Shelam, and we're totally meshubit in everything that we do, and so much so that Revolver would say that a person has to feel it's nagdus. When he says Shema, when you mekabel l'shamayim, that means that you've been mekabel to live your life entirely afi the Rebbeinu Shelam. Now, most people they have a difficulty to do every single solitary thing of their life afi the Rebbeinu Shelam. So, if you have a real kabbalah, then you're going to feel some esnagdus. You're supposed to be learning 4 hours. You can sit down and learn 4 hours of second seder without getting up. Well, listen here, not that far. I'm not going, I'm not willing. He talks about this in Ali Shuri. He says, okay, so at least half an hour, at least. That also, I'm not sure. But he says that if you don't feel that it's nagdus, then yesh lain whether or not you're makayim. I know that Rabbi Tzion Kook, who's a cousin of mine, nephew of Revolver, that he asked this to Rabbi Yashiv. It's a big time with Rabbi Yashiv. Yodua. And he asked Rabbi Yashiv, if you're not Yitzhak, if you don't have this Nagdus. And he says, no, you Yitzhak, it's okay. But the Fala Fakas in Musa, Yesh Lain, that Kabbalah means that Bemes Kabbalah, that it means Makabal, the Rabbi Shalom as the Melech, and I'm be makabel to live my life, I'll be Torah and Mitzvah.